My name is Jorge Hernandez, and I play the accordion and I sing.
The stance that you took here with Arizona, that's what we're talking about today. And in particular, we wanted to know, why is it that you decided to join the boycott of performing in Arizona?
Well, I think the Mosquito del Norte always been performing stories from the community, especially on the immigrants, for a long time. And I think we need to be more united to help people that is not, they need somebody to stand for them.
It seems to me, having followed your career for so long, it seems to me that a lot of the people who listen to your music and who you consider your fans or your fan base are some of the people that would be affected by this legislation should it eventually become law. Is this part of the reason why you and the band decided to speak up against the law?
Oh, yes, it will be affected. Even the people that is legally like me. It's not only the people that is illegal here in this country. It's people like me that we have documents, that we have visa, and that they can ask questions, or they can stop me for whatever reasons they believe that I'm not, because I look brown or I look a different color. And that's one of the reasons that we are very sure that there's going to be problems with our community, because the sign the United States is giving us has always been like we are equal. We're supposed to have the same rights. And it seems that right now a few people compared to the whole nation is trying to change that. It's racism. I don't know how to say racism.
Racism.
Yeah. See. So we think that we are discriminated that way. Even you go to different states in the United States, you got surprised. If they see you brown, the way they talk to you right now in this moment, you can feel that you're not very welcome to this country. That's why sometimes we have to speak.
You know, some people have said that that the idea of boycotting the state, like there would be a more effective way to get a message across, and that would be to be able to perform there for the people who are against the law, and to help organize them and to help give them encouragement to fight against the law rather than not play in the state at all.
I believe we have to go step by step. We already discussed this with the organizations in Phoenix. First of all, we're supposed to make the first demonstration, and then after we got together with organizations, and then we start doing some stuff together.
So the boycott, in a sense, is to draw attention, because it certainly seems to be doing it, especially when you consider things like Hall and Oates and Los Tigres and Kanye West. It seems to be a broad spectrum of people trying to call attention to the problem that they're having there.
Yes, correct.
Do you think the boycott will have an impact? And if so, what kind of impact are you hoping for?
Well, I hope they can have a big impact. I think if we are together and we are more and more people together, more groups, we can make it happen.
Do you think that there will be specifically some songs about the Arizona law in your next album?
We're hoping to find the right material so we can perform not only in the United States, but it'll be in the whole places that we visit, and have the opportunity to say what we want to say.